Sun-Times Washington Bureau Chief Lynn Sweet writes about the exit polls in the Sun-Times today. Lynn, good morning. What surprised you about those polls? And as I understand it, it's a joint venture of all the networks, isn't it?
It is. Well, what surprised me is that the issue of abortion didn't take the role I thought it would. Maybe not first on the minds, especially of Harris supporters, but just in falling a distant second, Bob. Mm-hmm. That surprised me in a night that delivered a lot of, just a lot of surprises.
Yeah, I mean, on the list, immigration was, 11%. The most important issue was democracy, 35%, then the economy, 31%. Abortion, as you mentioned, down only 14%. But immigration, 11%, that's unusual. Donald Trump obviously won the Electoral College, the popular vote, and he hammered away at immigration, but it wasn't on the top of mind for voters, it seems, was it?
Well, it does seem, in a sense to me, I'm still trying to analyze what has happened in this election, but if democracy was a top concern of voters for both Trump and Harris, then the outcome of Trump winning is something that needs a lot of analysis, mm-hmm. because then clearly it seems, I'm just putting this out there to consider, that the views and definition of a democracy and what constitutes a threat is just not seen the same way, mm-hmm. obviously, by a lot of people.
What about the gender gap? What did the exit polls tell us about that?
Well, it was there. It was big, but not determinative, in the sense that most women, from polling, led us to believe, would have supported Harris. So, again, a lot of these numbers have to really be analyzed to see if it's a matter that, of turnout or what. But here you had a chance to elect the first female president of the United States, and I know this sounds kind of simplistic, but maybe that was a plus or a minus even to the women out mm-hmm. there. Yes, there was a gap. I kind of thought it would even be a little bigger, but mm-hmm. it wasn't.
And we mentioned that the economy was certainly near the top of the list as far as what voters considered the most important. And do you think that most of the voters blamed any economic problems on Joe Biden and connected Vice President Harris to that, didn't separate her from that?
Well, you just hit on what might be a main reason for her for Kamala Harris's defeat, and that is she did not separate herself from the president who put her on his ticket. There is going to be a lot of hindsight, second guessing, recriminations about how she ran her campaign, what she did not do. And one thought that's out there, and just for the sake of just putting it out there, maybe she should have separated herself more fully from President Biden. There was this one really bad interview for her when asked, what would you do different than President Biden? And she said, basically, not much, can't think of anything. Hmm. That one bad interview had a ripple effect through the campaign. Now, I did not think it would be this profound, but there might just be many factors as to why she lost and why Trump won. But in the context of analyzing this, it's not just a matter of a Mitt Romney or a John McCain, defeating a Democrat, or even George Bush defeating John Kerry. You do have someone with baggage unlike anyone else in American history, and the voters seemed not to care.
You know what really struck me in your column today? Let me just read this paragraph. When Harris voters were asked how they would feel if Trump were elected, 70% say they would be scared. followed by 24% who said they would be concerned, and only 3% optimistic, and 1% excited. Trump voters asked the same question, said that if Harris won, 58% would be scared, 36% concerned, and 3% optimistic. No one said they were excited. You've covered so many elections. Do you ever remember any contest that would result in numbers like that, answers like that?
Well, I don't recall an exit poll where people were being asked if they would be scared about the outcome.
Right. That's a first.
I mean, this just shows where we've come, how polarized, how brutal this campaign has been. Part of it is by the rhetoric that now President-elect, if indeed these numbers hold as they seem to be, you never had somebody who spoke so scorched rhetoric, insulting, making things up, and still being embraced by so many voters.
True. I mean, and it's perfectly understandable that we can feel good about the process working, but we can be concerned about issues of civility. Lynn Sweet, Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief there for the Chicago Sun-Times. Always good to catch up with you, Lynn. Thank you.
And thank you.